Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
All you dummies that have come around lately talking about Raising Cane's, right? And the chicken tender revolution that goes for Zaxby's too. This chicken tender revolution was over a decade ago, maybe two decades ago. Let me tell you the brand name. That's Hardee's. A Hardee's chicken tender will get anybody off the couch and anyone happier.
And now back to your regular programming.
If you speak better to yourself.
You showed up for like probably the dumbest conversation we've ever had on this show.
Let's have that smile again.
Tell me how that happens. Physically should not happen.
Relax.
If you say,
give me as well.
Three times a day, God will light it up.
He's just an absolute hack, and he gets his ass kicked by his teammates every week. It's just terrible.
Welcome back to Hack City. Joe DeLeon, Sean Anderson, two former college football players from the University of Rhode Island. And the 2024 NFL Draft is now behind us. The offseason, the real offseason, is here. We're going to be reacting to some of the bigger, notable things from the NFL draft, particularly which quarterbacks we think landed in the best situations for them to succeed in their careers. And then also on top of this, we're going to share our betting picks for what we think will be the best value for offensive and defensive rookie of the year per Bet Online. And speaking of Bet Online, they cooked my ass with my terrible predictions for the NFL draft. Sean, can you share with our listeners a word from our friends over there?
Yeah, as Joe's saying, he took a beating. I've been kind of on a heater lately with some baseball betting. Can't win a dollar in basketball. Guess what? The Nuggets are good. For some reason, I forget.
You're betting on the Lakers?
Am I doing a read or am I doing Joe interjection minute?
Why would you bet on the Lakers?
All right. Get the latest odds and lines.
Dumbass.
At Bet Online. All right, that's where you go. I didn't say I bet on the Lakers. I said the Nuggets were good. Why are you running off of my implications during the read? Every time you do this, the reads are getting longer and longer. I wonder why.
No, I usually don't interrupt you.
Well, what are the Caps playing tonight? I hope they get freaking booted right now. Are they winning or losing?
No, I'll tell you right now.
I hope they're down 4-0 end the season. Whatever. Head to Bet Online today. Sorry, everybody. I just sat in a little bit of traffic today, so I'm a bit angry to start the show. Head to the website today. Use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet Online, where the game starts. I don't know. I think my weekend diet was also a weird one for me. Normally,
why?
It's just a bunch of garbage, right? But it was me, my dad, and my granddad working on this house all weekend. So it's just three Andersons, three generations that never really learned how to really cook. Like my dad put together some great catfish today that we caught. He cleaned it. That was great. But some mornings, my granddad's making oatmeal. He's mixing it with PBR. And I'm like, I'm not gonna eat PBR oatmeal. And he's enjoying it. He's not out here trying to get drunk or get a buzz on during the day. He genuinely likes that combo. And I didn't indulge in that. Didn't indulge in the sardines. It was a fend for yourself, but sometimes get collective. And I'll throw this right before we get to the draft talk, just so I can get off my chest. all you dummies that have come around lately talking about Raising Cane's, right? And the chicken tender revolution that goes for Zaxby's too. This chicken tender revolution was over a decade ago, maybe two decades ago. Let me tell you the brand name. That's Hardee's. A Hardee's chicken tender will get anybody off the couch and anyone happier. If you like Cane's, you like that sauce that they have. You're a sauce fan. You're not a chicken fan. The Hardee's honey mustard is a 10. Their buffalo's an 8. Their ranch is a 7. But the tender itself is a 10. Remember that next time you're going to Cane's before you start bragging about it.
Sean's Food Power Minute brought to you by BetOnline. I was going to say, as we like to do on the show, I always like to pitch random terrible media content ideas. What if we did a weekly episode where we both go sit in traffic for 30 minutes and then we just sit down and record right after?
No,
that could be great content because we would both be so pissed off and we would get into such a big yelling match. I think that could be great. You don't think so?
You want to do... Let's do a dual show from traffic. I can find traffic around here. I'll get into traffic.
Oh, brother, you're going to find traffic in New Jersey. You just wait. Go get in the Holland Tunnel for middle of the day, 3 o'clock on a Thursday. Go get in the Holland Tunnel and see how you feel.
I don't need to get in the Holland Tunnel. I'll have you out there running the errands for me. I'll be nice.
Uh-huh. All right, let's talk about these quarterback landing spots. So one of the biggest headlines that always comes from the NFL draft is quarterbacks. This year ends up going in an unexpected direction. I really thought it was only going to be 4 guys, but we have 6 that go in the first round. There is this huge chasm and gap that we see between Bo Nix, who was the last one in the first round taken, and then the next guy, which was Spencer Rattler, which didn't go until day 3. Very weird. I want to share 2 guys each that we think landed in the best possible situation for them to succeed. I'm going to start. And I want to be clear here. It's not necessarily a guy who just ended up on a good team. It's the best situation for this guy specifically. And that goes in line with the second player I'm going to share. Caleb Williams is the most obvious one. Okay. Caleb Williams, the Bears have a pretty good draft. They get Kiram Agamdaji from Yale to bolster their offensive line. Could play tackle, could play guard for them. They get Rome Odunze. They went and got Keenan Allen this offseason. They added Montez Sweat during the trade deadline. I don't see a way that the Chicago Bears aren't competing with the Detroit Lions to win the NFC North by next season. They're going to be that good. Caleb Williams is that much of a playmaker. The offense has that many weapons. They're going to be good. And anyone who doubts that doesn't see the vision. They have had a tremendous offseason. I think that Caleb Williams, out of any first-round pick that we've seen in a very long time, and we've seen guys like Trevor Lawrence in year 2 do very well. We've seen guys like Joe Burrow in year 2 very well. I think that the Chicago Bears is the perfect spot for Caleb Williams, and it's the most obvious one.
Am I allowed to say I see a vision if I still think that Chicago has some remnants of a curse attached to it? Can I have it both ways there? Because Chicago has been a disaster for quarterbacks forever. They just don't get good quarterbacks. And if you get a good quarterback, they don't thrive there. Caleb's got the best shot that I've seen, I think, in my life. He does. It's still Chicago, though. And I'm not going to reach out on a limb and start disrespecting cursed franchises. As a fan of a cursed franchise, never seen him win a Super Bowl. You can't call yourself cursed if you won a Super Bowl, by the way. That's just a rule of the curses. As a fan of a cursed franchise, watching the Bears, and they've been so bad in the 2000s that they are cursed. I can't disrespect it. He's going to have to prove it to me. Because, okay, you're bringing in Keenan Allen. All right, well, they also brought in Allen Robinson before. And Allen Robinson was in his prime then. DJ Moore had some good games last year. I don't know if he ever really blossomed, if he has yet, or if he's kind of hit his ceiling. Rome Odunze, I really enjoy that pick. It's just the Bears, though. I think I'm going to see some brutal Caleb Williams sacks in the first 2 weeks. Then he catches his balance. I'll take that. I'll wear a thumbs down. You can thumbs down me. That's fine. I'll wear that. I, I see the vision. I'm almost just going to refuse to invest yet. I'm going to refuse.
Fair.
Because I invested.
They've struggled, so it's historically they haven't been successful. So, yeah, I get that. If there is a team that has historically found ways to screw up good situations, it has been the Chicago Bears. So, like, let's not get ahead of ourselves too quickly. I agree with that. That's a good point.
I'm. And this is also due in part to me being such a believer in Trevor Lawrence and to see his slow rise in the NFL. It hasn't been straight out the gate game changer, league changer. It's been, I'm getting better. And I thought he was going to be mega star right out the gate. So I'm learning to pace myself personally. I'm going to have to be patient with my first pick here, Joe, if you don't mind me going. I think it's Drake May. I think it has to be Drake May.
Why the face?
I think he's the worst. I think he's the worst situation. Go ahead.
Look.
Pitch me. Sell me. Sell me this pen.
I'll sell you the pen.
Sell me this Drake May.
This pen can throw a seam route better than anybody else in this class. That's what I like about this pen. I don't like the pen's other utensils on the desk. I hate the eraser. I hate the pencil in New England. The notepad stinks, but the pen is good. That pen can dot it up. I believe it. I believe that if Drake May went to the Commanders, it would have been a colossal failure because they destroy quarterbacks. It's just similar to Chicago. They do not do well with quarterbacks, especially young ones. Drake May, for some reason, I think just fits right in. It's not going to be a winning season this year in New England. They have a terrible team. It might be one of the worst in the league on paper. That's fine. I like it, though. Smooth and steady year one. Expectations are low. And for a UNC guy, expectations being low, better. Expectations were high for Trubisky, and that bombed out. Bottomed out, bad. Set the expectations low for the team, high for the guy. If we're talking year two stuff, year two, I think we're booming. I think we really might have something. Not a Mac Jones, everybody's in trouble now. That was bullshit. This, I do believe in. I believe in Mac. Or I believe in Drake, not Mac.
Ugh. Oh. Well, nice way to curse yourself there at the end. Look, I love Drake May, and I think I was higher on him than the general consensus. The only thing that frightens me is that things fell apart so quickly for Mac Jones. And I think that Jerod Mayo gets this ship righted. And I think that Drake May is going to be successful. I love the fact that they got Jalen Polk and Javon Baker to be two of his young weapons. And they had no receivers. One of those guys is going to be good. And I think both of them could be good. It has to be acknowledged, if we're comparing all of the situations, he has one of the worst. Maybe Bo Nix ends up having the worst
one. I hate so many of these situations. I genuinely, as situations, I look at these, and this draft was nuts because all of my top two, I'm not in love with any of these situations, including the guy that's on my team. I think he still has a good chance. But so I'm differentiating away from, I know they're all bad in my mind. Let me see which ones I can rationalize. In the 5 years down the road, they're still in the league. I think Drake May still is.
It's just the reality of bad teams are the ones that always need quarterbacks. So they're going to end up in bad spots. My second one, and this one's very unexpected. I think that Spencer Rattler landed in a really good spot for his career. And I know some people are listening to this going, what the hell is he talking about? Look, his expectation as a day three pick, where he got picked, is to be a backup. And some have speculated, hey, this is a guy who was a former number one overall quarterback recruit. He's got the tools. He looked much more improved this last year at South Carolina than the previous years. The maturity stuff, I think is total BS to talk about. But for a guy like that, you're looking for what is the situation where he could get on the field and then maybe take over the starting job. I am not, to be clear here, I am not pitching that Spencer Rattler beats out Derek Carr. I am not pitching that. But if there is a guy who could find success, be the day three pick, that we're all saying, man, why did he go so late? He has been a steady starter for this team. I could see Spencer Rattler. Derek Carr goes down with an injury, or out of pure frustration, they let him go out there, they let him go play, and he strings together enough good games. I mean, shit, we saw Sam Howell start
for the Commanders this past year. And I think Spencer Rattler's damn better than Sam Howell. A lot better than Sam Howell. If there is a guy who takes advantage of a situation where a quarterback has not been good and the franchise and the fans get frustrated to the point where he gets on the field or said person gets hurt, it is Spencer Rattler with Derek Carr. So I think that's my unexpected pick there.
I hate how parallel our lines of thinking are on this.
Did you also have him?
Not Rattler. I had Jordan Travis, fifth round also with the Jets. And that's on the same premise. What if Rodgers goes down again? Let's just step on in. And I know he had a leg injury end of the year. That's not great. That's actually very bad. But you're in an NFL training facility now. They're going to take care of it. They're going to fix him up. I love the way he played his final year. Last year was I love the way he played. I think a lot of people did. He put on a really good senior season or whatever, redshirt junior, whatever.
Yeah.
He was making his passes. He looked confident. He was definitely the leader of that Florida State team, which I love. I like Florida State quarterbacks that aren't just dudes back there with big arms and a little bit of a beer gut. I like a leader of the Florida State Seminoles team. It is hard to do. It's hard to rein that team in sometimes. He did. He had them winning. I like it. I hate the Jets. The Jets will turn a good player into just rat poison. But Jordan Travis, in this instance, I could see him going into a game and maybe getting a win over a bad Colts team. If Richardson is like, I can see it happening. Not a who was the dude with the porn name last name? White. Mike White. Yeah.
Oh,
it wasn't
a porn name.
Think about it. A lot of the last names end in colors or some type of simple noun. Okay, I'm not going to get into the
not Mike Hawk. That would have been a better porn.
Well,
name.
I like your Rattler pick. Rattler was bouncy around in there for me, but I like Travis just a bit more.
I can see the rationalization. And again, for anyone who listens in and is like, what are these guys talking about? It's trying to project who's on a good roster, a good team, and for them specifically, that things could turn out really good for them. All of the first rounders certainly are going to find ways to get on the field and win. We're rooting for Jayden Daniels, Drake May, and those guys, but it's how can we be a little more creative in our thinking of if there is that Brock Purdy this year. I'm glad that we each picked somebody that fits that line and not just the first rounders.
Well, I wasn't going to say Bo Nix, and even though I do like the fit, I wasn't going to say Penix, and I'm still standing by him for any of those that are worried about how awful the rest of the draft was for the Falcons. By the way, Braylon Trice, huge win for the boys. But outside
the rest of that class was garbage.
Oh, it really, really lost faith in the front office and GM department. I'm still standing with Penix. I saw what he did last year, and for me, seeing a college quarterback take over games, carve up other teams in meaningful games, it's huge for me. So I'm standing with him. It just can't. It's just Atlanta, though. It's Atlanta. They're cursed. They'll hurt.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hurt 'em. They'll hurt 'em.
All right, so now that the draft is done, it allows us, Sean, to start talking some betting without it being too early. are way too, actually, this is even way too early. If we were to get in now, now is the time to place the offensive, defensive rookie of the year bets. Put them in now because you're going to get the best odds on some of these things. We're going to each give our betting pick for offensive rookie of the year and defensive rookie of the year. And to be perfectly clear, this is not us saying this is who wins the award. This is us saying we're looking at the betonline.ag odds and we're breaking down and perceiving what would be the best bet. So we're looking for what gets us tremendous value. That's always what you look for when you're placing bets, is what gets you tremendous value. To start us with offensive rookie of the year, I know you have to pay close attention to the fact that typically a quarterback is going to win this award. Last year, Puka Nacua, you could have argued, should have won the award, but CJ Stroud wins it because he's a quarterback. Obviously, CJ Stroud played good enough to win it, but typically you're going to see a quarterback. My attention goes to who outside of Caleb Williams, who's plus 200. Caleb Williams probably wins the award. But if I wanted to get sneaky with it, if I wanted to get unexpected with it, and I wanted to steal some easy odds, there's a bunch of guys that should not be, a couple of guys that should not be above him. Jane Daniels on BetOnline has plus 1,100 odds to be the offensive rookie of the year. If there is a guy who rushes for 900 yards and throws for 3,000 and has 30 plus offensive touchdowns as a rookie, rushing, passing, I'm giving him a high. This is like ceiling for him. It would be Jane Daniels. I think that the offensive weapons of the Commanders are great. Their offensive line needs work. But because of how dynamic of an athlete as Jane Daniels is, I think statistically he will blow these other guys out of the water. Will he be on the best team next year? No, the Commanders will probably be in the back end of the NFC East, and they're probably not going to the playoffs. Stink. But if there is a guy who blows everybody out of the water statistically, it would be Jaden Daniels. Kind of gives me RG3 vibes just in terms of the situation to go in and just blow things up and do some crazy, crazy things production-wise and to win the award.
You know, I'm going to go a different direction here. I'm not going with a quarterback, and I don't think I'm going with a wide receiver if we're talking true value. And if I think all of these quarterbacks are going to take some lumps this year, if I think Caleb Williams gets the full Chicago experience, and he will, it will be a bumpy first year. Daniels in Washington, cursed. Drake May, new bad team. That's fine. Bo Nix, Denver, terrible team. Michael Pittman, Atlanta, terrible team. I'm not placing my hard earning on that. I'm looking at one of the running backs at an even better value. How about a little Trey Benson action at 40 plus 4,500? Just got drafted to the Cardinals. I like him. He could be a workhorse, get a ton of yards first year, get a ton of touchdowns. And we know that when the Cardinals liked at one point to get their new running backs the ball, James Conner had a great emergence there. And I could even flex in, if you really want to get sneaky with it, Joe, maybe a little Blake Corum at plus 5,000. How about that? How about that value? And tell me you don't think either of those two dudes could pop off.
That's pretty good.
I might throw something down on each of them. I like the idea of such a huge, monumental rookie quarterback class. Last year, we were all just waiting for this class. That's how it went. That was the cycle. I like the idea of all of them just kind of getting used to the NFL in year one. No real takeovers because I don't like any of the fits. I like a running back coming out of the rookies. Getting the offensive rookie of the year.
Yeah, if we're talking total value here, running back's a good pick because the running backs got picked late this year. On top of this, there's going to be an overemphasis on quarterbacks. And as we said, a lot of them landed in bad situations where the first year might be rough and then the second year is kind of when things start to hit their stride. CJ Stroud is a bit of an aberration. He's not the expectation for rookie quarterbacks. And, you know, we can bring back thoughts of other guys at receiver, Garrett Wilson winning the award. We can think of, God, when was the last time a rookie running back won the award? I'm going to look that up. Offensive rookie of the year history. I want to say
Saquon
that. Okay, so here's the history of it. CJ Stroud, Garrett Wilson, Jamar Chase, Justin Herbert, Kyler Murray, Saquon, and Alvin Kamara, 2018, 2017 were the last two. Todd Gurley before that, 2015. I've no. It seems like more the trend when there's. Well, right. So the typically the quarterbacks that have won it, you think of Justin Herbert, who's a rarity. Stroud goes to the playoffs, and then you know Kyler just was amongst a pretty weak offensive class. So that's interesting. Defensive rookie of the year. Wait one second. Rookie of the year history. I'm now like distracted by like knowing who the history of it was. I wish I pulled this up before. The last few defensive rookie of the year winners: Will Anderson, Sauce Gardner, Micah Parsons, Chase Young, Nick Bosa, Shaquille Leonard, Marshawn Lattimore, Joey Bosa. So there's a trend. There's a lot of defensive ends in there. I'm going to go, if we're looking at value, I am not going in the direction of picking somebody who was a defensive end, because this year's edge class was fine. But I don't think that there is going to be a 10-plus sack rookie in this class. There is no Will Anderson. Will Anderson was supremely talented, one of the best edge rush prospects that has ever come out. Same thing with the Bosa brothers. Same thing with Chase Young. All those guys were premier talents. I'm going to go with a corner here. I think that the corner class was tremendous.
Yeah.
And I think one guy landed in a situation that, even if he's a little spotty, a little up and down, he is going to get help from his teammates. And I think of how Tariq Woolen was in the defensive rookie of the year conversation his rookie year just by being on the Seahawks. And he had really strong time because he's playing with a bunch of elite players. I'm going with Nate Wiggins, the Clemson defensive back who went in the first round to the Baltimore Ravens. That was the best, one of the best defenses in the history of the NFL last year. They're going to be even better this upcoming season, potentially. And with all of the guys, Roquan Smith, Kyle Hamilton, all these dudes around him, he is going to shine amongst them. Teams are going to try and go at him because he's a rookie. And that 6'2", 4'2", 8" build that he has is going to pop on tape. One of the best rookies on the best defense in the NFL deserves to win the award.
Baltimore just continues to have, they're just a defensive back development factory. Mm. They're so good. That's a great pick. Why not? If defensive backs thrive in Baltimore, which they do, and they just drafted a defensive back, let's just do some quick math in the head. We would say that's pretty good. I am going with something here, Joe, where even though the defensive backs in Baltimore thrive, I would say linebackers in Pittsburgh thrive a bit more. I'm going with Peyton Wilson, plus 4,000.
Okay.
Love the pick. Feels like another fast, speedy, four-year burn-em-out linebacker that the Steelers love to draft. You're going to play hard, you're going to play sideline to sideline, and you're going to fit run hard. And you're going to play for 4 years, and the fans are going to turn on you when we don't give you a contract, or when we do. It's truly a lose-lose being a linebacker in Pittsburgh in this new era. But he fits that team so well. They keep on drafting fast middle linebackers, and they're very good for the first couple years. Then they get found out, and then they start getting eaten up by blocks because they're tired of hitting that hard and getting hit that hard. So take a couple plays off, you get burnt out. But rookie of the year, love Peyton Wilson, and a sneaky just because he's so dangerous, Mike Sainristil, plus 5,000. I could see him, not because he's going to be shut down, lockdown, but a couple picks, a couple forced fumbles, a fumble recovery, maybe a couple touchdowns, do it all guy like he was at Michigan. Impact. I know he's with the Commanders, and that's saying that the Commanders need to have a good defense, and that would promote somebody to be a defensive rookie of the year. I've been thinking about it all weekend. He could be one of these dudes that is just surrounding the ball all game, all year. So I like that pick, and I like the value on it also.
I also, to just throw in another quick one that like pops off the page for me, Junior Colson, Michigan linebacker.
Yeah.
2,500 odds, the same as Nate Wiggins. He's going to play for his former head coach. Really good instincts. They need to figure out their Mike backer position. He could be another one too. So defensive rookie of the year, if you get creative with it, could be a very lucrative pick for anybody out there.
I do not like the edges. I think you were spot on here. I don't like the edges or defensive ends. And I do think that Dallas Turner falling to 17 is better for his career, because he looked angry, he looked hungry, and he looked like he has a I'm going to prove him wrong attitude, which, good, go after him, prove him wrong, because Minnesota is used to having at least one good guy coming off the edge. I think he will be good, but not this rookie year.
Yeah, that's why I think that you could really benefit. Right. Why you could really benefit from, for some reason, the overvalue is on all the edge rushers. Like, all of the money is probably going to go towards the edge rushers. And a lot of people like Leetu Latu, so he's going to get overpicked. But I don't see him winning the award. I think that's it for today. Anything else?
No. I mean, I just had a fun weekend of, you know, spiders falling on my head, throwing some sticks.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was a pretty good weekend for that. Heard an owl, scared the piss out of me. Haven't heard an owl in a while.
Heard or hurt?
Heard. I did not hurt the owl. I was shaken when I first heard the hoot, and I said, "Oh, all right, this is my time. It looks like the Grim Reaper is going to be floating right down through this window, and I'm done for." But it was just a nice little hooting owl. But it was a nice little escape to the country, I'd say.
Well, I'm glad you got to interact with this owl.
Yeah.
Did he have any betting picks?
The owl liked rice.
Okay. He liked Brandon Rice?
No, he liked rice. This the school, I think. Because of the owls.
Jesus Christ.
Also a tennis ball, man. Oh, that's how you double down, folks.
At Joe DeLeon.
Don't see many owl jokes. Don't close this now. I'm getting hot. Let me think of some more owls.
At Hack City Pod, at Sanderson Radio. Pray for us. Pray for us. Hit the subscribe button. Yeah. We'll talk to you later.
That works.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.